for ZEW Mobile.
4 HKX Mobile.
Hey Patrick, K4RM Mobile, how you doing?
I'm doing good, friend. How are you this afternoon? Enjoying this beautiful day?
I was totally scratchy. I didn't get any of that.
How are you today? And ask if you were enjoying a beautiful day.
It's nice and pretty, no rain. Not too hot, not too cold. It's kind of hard to argue with that. Just getting off work and headed home. Over.
I'm heading up the mountain. I'm getting ready to go under 11 now.
Know you spots where you don't have good reception, right?
But there's still some of them that surprised me, like that last one back there.
Well, it could have been on my end, but it was just real scratchy, and I couldn't understand anything you said.
Might have been you, because I'm up here on 25. I mean, I'm basically looking at the repeater.
I think it was just I was in that little dip down there, coming out of Greenville on Highway 81. You know how those dips are.
So how have you been? I haven't talked to you in a little while.
Holding things steady. Trying to keep it between the ditches, as they say.
Getting harder and harder every day, doesn't it?
It sure does, especially with the price of things keep going up.
Yeah, that's for sure. But been doing any of your contesting lately?
I've been mostly just working FT8 when I'm on the HF bands. Usually do that in the evenings because I work during the day. Sometimes I'll do a little bit on the weekend. Of course, when I go up to the mountain, I usually get on the radio up there and try to, you know, get on the HF bands there.
As nice a station at your house as you do up at the mountain?
I guess that's a loaded question. I've got a nice station. I've got an ICOM 7100, and I got an Expert Linear amp, and I've got a hex beam. And I got a, fiddlesticks. I can't think of the name of the wire antenna I've got, but I do pretty well with my station in Piedmont, over.
I was just curious if you had the big beam antennas and, you know, all the effort you put into that up there, if you'd done it again down at your house.
The hex beam is, of course, the hex beam's nice. It's just, it's up about 35 feet, I guess, on a push-up mast. And then the Maxcon is the name of that off-center fed dipole that I've got here in Piedmont. And it does okay. I've got a Palstar tuner, HF auto tuner. I can tune pretty much any band.
Pretty good, then. All I got up is a... center fed dipole up there at the house. And I do okay, but I honestly don't try a whole lot on HF.
Winds have been improving lately, especially 10 meters and 15 meters has been really good. 20 meters has been good. Been a lot of DX. And, of course, I work that FD8 a lot. There's been plenty of that. But you'll get that one day. You'll get set up where you can have more time and be able to work the HF bands.
And like I said, it's mostly my fault because I haven't put the effort into it. Because I bought some property, been trying to get moved up there, been trying to focus on that, and didn't want to invest in where my location now. So that's had a lot to do with it. But I can't seem to get anybody motivated to do anything.
Well, the new property, is it in Penrose or is it somewhere else?
Off of Cathy's Creek Road, back over Ross Road. I don't know if you know where that's at or not.
Did you say Cathy's Creek Road? Yes, yeah, because we passed right by there when we go from Rossman into Brevard. Well, good. Maybe when you get there, you can get a little more permanent deal set up.
But Fred, I am hitting limits now on the repeater, so I'm going to say 7-3. Good to talk to you this afternoon, and you be safe out there. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
safe on the rest of the way in. We'll talk later. K4RM mobile clear, listen.
4PXB